Our next item is old business. We have five items of old business this evening. First one being change of zone number 1725, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC.
Gentlemen, for the record, the change of zone number 1725, the application of Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC, and conditional use number 1951 for Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC for the RV resort and campground. We had public hearing on January 24th, 2013. At that time, the commission deferred action, asked for comments from Delta on a traffic impact study and any other, and then 15 days after receipt of the traffic impact study, that the record would be open for 15 days. That record terminated. We received the traffic impact study. The 28th of June was the termination date for that comments. And before you, in a very large envelope, is a copy of all the comments we received. And they relate to the traffic impact study and also to any other comments provided by the opposition or support. There's a total of four or five booklets that we had to copy. There's a lot of emails, letters that were received from interested parties, both for and against, mostly against. And the petitions, we copied the cover sheets on the petitions rather than copy every single signature. And there's a total of 720 signatures on those petitions for your perusal over whatever amount of time you need before you make a recommendation. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is to provide you with that information so we can now close the record and you can proceed with giving consideration to making a decision on this application or these applications. Excuse
me. Mr. Lang, one thing just to clarify, because there's a lot of people here for the public, so there's not any misunderstanding. You have a copy of the petition with all the signatures, and that's part of the record. You just didn't provide all the signatures.
I didn't provide the signatures. Okay. I provided the cover sheets.
Right.
I didn't provide every signature.
Right. I just want, for the benefit of folks here that may be here with
but there interest. Is 720 signatures. We counted in the signatures.
And that's in the record.
Right.
Okay. And that's records available to our
it is records as well. Available for commission review. Right now we're in two banker boxes to date on this application, or these applications together.
Also, Counselor, that just again to let the public know, we have a 45-day period in which to digest this information and then make a recommendation, which is going to take us probably to our last meeting in August. It will be on the agenda at the appropriate time, so be watching the agendas. And do we need an actual motion, or is this simply an announcement that the record's closed?
It was put on the agenda, again, for the benefit of the folks here in the commission, just so that everybody would be aware that the record is closed, and so there's no action that needs to be taken. And also, of course, to do what Mr. Lank did, which is to make sure that everybody has copies of the additional record in addition to what was given to the commission during the actual public hearing. So, as I think one of you all said, now's the time to go back through the entire record, including this stuff, mull it over, and then at some later date, put it back on an agenda within 45 days and make a recommendation to county council. I think probably everybody here knows, too, that there's a number of ways to, you know, see what's on a Planning and Zoning Commission agenda, and probably the easiest is to look on the county's website, which is sussexcountyde.gov. So that information is always up there.
And the file is available for anyone to look at during normal business hours at the Planning and Zoning Office if anyone wants to come in and look through these two file boxes that Mr. Lank has assembled. You're certainly welcome to do so at any time. That being said, then we'll simply declare the record closed on change of zone number 1725 and conditional use number 1951, Jack Lingo Asset Management, LLC. Our next item of business.